Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Definitely our most talked about segment. It's called Waiting by the Phone. If you've ever been ghosted, you know how much it sucks. So we're here to help. Alex, Sarah, say hi to Zoe.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning, Zoe. What happened with the guy you went out with?
So last week I was having like a really tough week. I just had like a lot happen. And then I went on this like really nice date with this guy and it was really great. And he was so nice. And I don't know what happened. He's not reaching out anymore. He just like literally fell off the face of the planet. So
okay.
I don't know what happened.
Like every guy out there. No, I'm just kidding.
You sound so nice though.
Seriously, jeez.
What could have you done?
Well, maybe she didn't do anything.
Oh, good point.
Maybe it's him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He probably he has a girlfriend or a wife.
You think so?
Yeah, that's how it always kind of goes.
Is that how it always goes?
I mean, when guys ghost like that, maybe not. We'll never know.
Well, we will know because we're about to call and ask.
Yeah, good point.
Okay, so Zoe's giving us Chris's number. We're going to give him a ring and see if we can't figure out what went wrong.
Hello?
Hi, is this Chris?
Yes, this is him.
Good morning, Chris. It's Brad Booker and Alex Franco, Sarah Osborne. We are the morning show hosts on Mix 94.7. Right in the middle of a segment we do called Waiting by the Phone. If you have a couple of minutes to chat, we're going to tell you what we're calling you for.
Yeah, what's up?
Perfect. Zoe reached out to us because she said that she went out on a really nice date with you and you're a really cool guy, but since the date have been non-responsive. So, couple things. First of all, we want to see if you'd be willing to talk to us just so you can get it off your chest, whatever happened or whatever's going on. And number two, I want to let you know that Zoe is on the phone so she can hear you. We're not on anybody's side. I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable. We're just here to kind of mediate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fine.
Did she do something wrong? Are you married?
Girlfriend?
Girlfriend?
No girlfriend, no wife, nothing like that.
Okay.
I mean, we went on a date and she totally just freaked out and it just got really weird.
What do you mean by that?
Well, like, you know, it was our first date, so we were just kind of like getting to know each other, asking each other all those stupid like first date questions.
Yeah, exactly what you're saying. Yep. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you know, what do your parents do? You know, where did you grow up? What do you like to do for fun? You know, just getting to know each other. And
right.
It kind of took a turn for the worse when she asked me if I had any pets. And I'm like, yeah, I have two dogs. Do you have any pets? And then she just like freaking burst into tears. And it just, I don't know. It got really weird. And I just started feeling really, really bad. And she started going on and on and on about her pet Leo, who had just died the other week. And, you know, it was her best buddy. And, you know, she went on a date with me just to kind of help her get out of the house and whatnot. And, you know, she's, I don't know. It just, I felt really bad. You know, I'm sitting at dinner and, you know, there's people around and she's just, I'm sitting across from this girl who's just like hysterically crying.
Hmm. So you decided you don't want to go out with her anymore because she was upset about her pet dying?
I know, bro. Dogs are like kids, man. You know how it is.
Well, that's the thing, you know. Because I get it, you know, I have two dogs. They're like kids to me, you know. And I said, you know, I'm sorry to hear about your pet Leo. Was it a dog or a cat? And she's like, well, Leo is actually short for Leonardo.
Mm-hmm.
It was a turtle. She was doing this over a turtle.
Dude.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm not laughing about your... I'm sorry. I'm very sorry, Zoe. I just got the whole reference about Leonardo being a turtle.
Yeah,
that's really
cool.
Clever.
Hold on, time out, guys. Really, forget the cleverness. This is for real.
Yeah.
Is that true that you were crying over your turtle?
He died.
Right.
Clearly, you guys have never had a pet that you've been super close to.
Yes, I've had dogs.
I had a parakeet that I got as a Christmas gift, and I named him Chris, and I came home from work one day, and he was dead, and I'm like, oh, dang, this sucks. Where am I going to bury him?
I never took you as a bird person.
Well, because I was allergic to dogs, so I couldn't have a dog or a cat.
Yeah.
So I got a parakeet named Chris, and it was sad when he died, but...
You live.
I mean, you know.
You move on. I mean, because first, you can't get affection from a parakeet. Neither can you from a turtle. You get snapped at.
I grew up with that turtle. I mean, I had it for a really long time, and it was part of my, like, childhood, and it meant a lot to me. It was, like, my mom got it for me when I was really little, and then I, you know, when it died, it was just, like, all of those memories just, you know.
So,
well, that makes sense.
So, Chris, what was your reasoning for,
like, bailing out?
Yeah.
To be honest with you guys.
Please do.
This is exactly what the date turned into. It turned into just
turtle chat.
Turtle chat. Like, now I'm sitting here listening to this for the rest of the date, just turtle talk, just nonstop.
Turtle talk.
I mean, okay, and like, I get it. Like, you know, listen, I have a heart. I sat there and I listened to her.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, you know, like, it's a turtle. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
What did she do? I mean, I don't, you can't cuddle with a turtle. You can't do much with a turtle.
I think that's pretty unfair to say because, I mean, I'm an animal lover. I love animals. And I mean, it was just a bad week, okay?
Yeah.
It was a bad week and you know, I don't know. Right. I'm sorry.
I get that. Sometimes it's just like straw that broke the camel's back.
You don't have a camel, do you?
No, but maybe that could be my next endeavor.
Oh, right.
Got to get over this hump first.
Oh, my gosh.
Seriously? Did you?
Of
oh, my
course
God.
He did.
At least you made her laugh.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.